Check this out, man. Here's some little ride music. It's a little bit different than that cracking shit you used to be playing. Check this out.
Welcome to my nightmare!
Now pop the tape, bing a deck.
I don't think it's worthy of the hated God originally, but I also don't think it's secretly a clever satire on
gentle comedy.
No jokes!
I hope you choke on my jokes.
He fell dead.
Nice start.
Before we get this started, let me explain it.
Saint Simon, profligate, pulsive, impetuous whim.
I understand.
No!
Here's a beautiful queen named
Mrs. Butterworth.
And her poodle
named Angela Lansbury.
Are you really a talking dog?
Yes, I am.
These women have one thing in common. They are all victims of
my butt.
Again, your ear can hear, my dear.
I can control your puny shit.
See how it smells.
Never mind that. Where did it come from?
It comes from
your ass.
Just like stinky clouds.
Lady, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you
to just stop emitting these gases.
Sometimes you'll be asked to give directions.
Do you know where Wonderland is?
Up your ass.
That's right. If there's one thing I've learned in life, it's that you have to
make a bad impression.
We have an opportunity to impress our customers with
just a little bit of pain to get so much pleasure.
Go ahead and wrap your legs around this ankle here.
And then you saw something.
And what did he see?
Technically an anus.
I looked at my asshole in the mirror today.
And like I say, it was
a tiny red butthole right through the middle
with creamy fudge.
Don't you wish you'd entered?
Bend over as far as you can. Spread your cheeks. Open yourself up to me.
And then, when I had made an opening large enough for my head,
I said, I'm ready.
I'll get inside somehow.
They probe your asshole for many years.
5 years later, it was discovered that he had
newly deposited tobacco particles
and melted butter
inside it.
And we'll all crawl inside to make it go.
The result will be totally three-dimensional reconstructions of the original subject appearing to float within each holographic plate.
Treatment is needed to restore or to reestablish bodily function.
Well, the function of that rear exit is pretty straightforward.
We are still fired up. And we're still talking about
the super fractionator.
It's all frozen solid.
And it's green, too.
You can't predict where it's going to go next.
It's just gonna explode.
Oh, very well, so be it.
So the question must be asked.
Could this have been a murder-suicide?
The only thing that can make it otherwise is the way it's used.
Use it to freshen up. Or tuck it into your t-shirt for comfort during a performance.
I'm glad nobody messed with mine.
I'm going to give that brain of yours a
solid red brick.
The young father was dead. His skull fractured.
So what do you do with your fingers?
This one is the most important of all.
And it's the middle one.
Just let it show.
It's Sears' three-day salute to
depraved material.
Let's imagine we was watching porno.
Starring Jim Varney.
As a married man naked in bed.
And Mike Tyson.
Dressed as Hitler in crotchless panties.
Holding his rifle at the ready.
And they both went to sleep.
Together in bed.
They are lying down together in a bed.
Where they belong.
Be real careful with the breathing, Jim.
His name was Jim.
Jim is badly scared.
Because he forced
Mike Tyson
to have sex.
Tonight on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Mike Tyson and I are that much in love.
Everything was perfectly normal.
Until one day an evil woman arrived.
And now, the executive director of
Chicken Plucker.
Tax and
the future president of the United States.
Tina Chip.
Monster clown.
Clinton Pants.
If you're not aware of that name, you might remember the story of
how we interact with our government.
Sometimes here, with an acid much stronger than before.
He'll begin right now by putting
an acid brought in trucks
on the face of a
politician.
Write a letter to your congressman, your United States senator. And yes, even to the president himself.
Go ahead and ask him.
Well, don't you think you should
kill yourself with a roll of cellophane?
Some see presidential suicide as their only escape.
Only a small portion managed to escape alive.
Then they all set out together on the way to
the whorehouse.
Where they do this kind
of... We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces...
You can't hear with your knees.
We'll keep you updated with any new developments.
Now this.
Commercial break.
Are you still feeling a little miserable and upset?
Yes, I am, damn it.
Good.
We want them to, son.
We want to eat your brain.
My brain.
It's really delicious.
And it's ready to eat.
Here's something we think you'll find so neat to eat. You'll want to make it often.
My testicles.
Then he picked up his bag and hurried out the door.
He returned to the woodcutter's house and
bursting into the room, exclaimed with much agitation,
I'm a super gorilla.
Devices of torture were all about the room.
It's important to know two ways out of every room.
You need to know that there is a way out.
We're almost done.
At the end of this ghastly spectacle of gore.
Gotta get away from it.
All right, listen to it again and concentrate.